What's up, y'all? It's Will. I want to talk today about something in human psychology. It's called the agency problem. And I'll get to what that is and some ways you can identify it and hopefully avoid it. But I wanted to first talk about an email we got last night. It was a contact form. And the person said, essentially, I'm using your competitor. I can't stand their software. I've heard good things about Schedulefly. Please call me. I want to find out how we can sign up. And I think we got this email at about 7 o'clock last night. I sat down at about 8:30, kind of went through my email, saw that, and I just called the lady. And she went on and on about how much she didn't like using our competitor's software. I'm not going to say what competitor it is. I never would do that. We never would do that. For many reasons, I would never call out a competitor. The number one being, I think that's just shows a lack of class. But nevertheless, it was a competitor. She was unhappy. And she was asking about Schedulefly and saying, you know, I really want to use Schedulefly. I have a couple questions, but we just need to use it. And my approach, and this is the approach I take with anybody that calls, is she was trying to give me an opportunity to agree with her that our competitor software is no good, to talk about why ours is so great and sell her. And I wouldn't do that. I never do that. What I told her was what we're about at Schedulefly, which is about providing a very straightforward, simple, fast, reliable software for independent restaurants and providing great support. And that's it. And I did not focus on why our software is so great or why she should use it or why they'd love it. I told her that I wasn't even sure if it would work for them, that she would know. And the only way to know is just whenever she wants, she's welcome to do a free trial. We have a 30-day free trial. And I said, you know, you'll know whether it works for you. I can't sit here and tell you whether it's going to work for you because I don't know how you run your restaurant, how you interact with your team, and all the things that are necessary that would determine whether Schedulefly is a great fit. So all I can say is when you want to, give it a try, you'll know. You don't need me to tell you why it works or why it's great. You'll figure that out for yourself very quickly. And it was interesting because she paused for a minute and she said, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, the other conversation I had a few months ago, and she had only been using the other software for a few months, but she said the salesperson went on all these promises and how it's going to be so great and all these systems were going to interact and talk with our POS, and it was just going to be wonderful, and we fell for it, and she said, it's just been a big mess, and I just want something that just helps me schedule my team easily. I don't need all this other stuff. I got sold on this, and I really want to unwind it, and I want to be done with it. Well, this gets to the agency problem that I mentioned. And the agency problem is essentially the idea that oftentimes what's good for the individual within an organization is not good for the organization as a whole. Now, the classic example of this, by the way, I'm like a decision psychology just nut. So forgive me, I'll probably bring up these kinds of things every now and then on these podcasts. I'm obsessed with decision making and I read a lot of stuff about it. It's just one of those things. So, but the agency problem is an interesting thing to know about because, you know, in 2008, our economy was on the brink of completely collapsing. Certainly many financial institutions did collapse. And it goes to the agency problem, which was there are a lot of individuals within these large financial institutions that were making decisions that benefited them, that made them more money, and certainly in the short term made the institution more money. But the individuals, particularly executives, were turning a blind eye to the problem that was becoming bigger and bigger all the time because they're getting giant bonuses, right? And they're never going to have to pay those bonuses back. So they're getting these giant bonuses letting all this happen. The company's doing well in the short term, so everybody's happy until the whole thing blows up. And what happens is the individuals, even the ones where their company just dissolved, many of them walked away having made millions upon millions, tens of millions of dollars individually, while an entire company collapsed. So that is the best example and the clearest example of the agency problem that most of you would be able to relate to because you remember that happening. So that's a very big example. But on a smaller level, you have to be careful with this with salespeople because salespeople oftentimes, you know, they are incented. They have maybe some base salary, but then they can make up to, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times their salary, whatever the case may be, based on how much product they sell. Well, that gives them all the incentive in the world to do one thing: get the customer to sign up. Okay? If the customer signs up, they get their commission. So they're going to make any promise. They're going to make things sound fantastic. And good salespeople can do a great job of convincing people they should use their product. Well, what happens is, like in this situation, some salesperson got a commission and moved on. And now that may unwind just several months later. And out the back door goes the customer. And the business itself is hurt by this. The business is hurt because, number one, they paid the salesperson a commission based on the idea that this is a new customer, and they probably say, well, the average customer lasts with us for, you know, 6 years or whatever the average lifespan is of a customer. So they do their calculus based on that. Well, what happened here is that person got paid. This customer is probably going to leave. And not only that, the bigger issue, the much, much bigger issue is the reputational risk that the company has. The salesperson has sold something, sold a bill of goods to somebody where the company is now frowned upon by this customer. This customer has a very low opinion of that company now, and that's unfortunate. And that is a great example of the agency problem. So the customer is now unhappy with the company. The customer is going to tell other people how unhappy she is with that company. She's going to recommend other people don't use that, don't listen to it. You'll get sold something, you won't like it, and so on and so forth. Well, meanwhile, the salesperson benefited, right? So agency problem, there you go. We believe very much in letting things happen organically, probably to an extreme, but certainly one of the things to be wary of and cautious of is, you know, sort of making a myopic decision to incent salespeople to be so aggressive to get people in the door when you're not able to back up those promises. Now, if they're making all these promises and you back it up with phenomenal service and the software's great and everybody's happy, well, that's one thing. But when you're over-promising, which is fairly common in aggressive sales environments, then the company itself winds up paying the price for that long term. And we don't want that to ever happen here. We're here for the long term. So we don't believe in making promises. We don't believe in selling our software. Because even in this situation, this lady may run a trial and maybe ScheduleFly doesn't work out. Maybe it's just not the right fit for them. Well, that's okay. She certainly is not going to look at us in a negative way. In fact, because we didn't try to sell her, because we said we don't know if it's going to work, you know, you'll know yourself, she's going to respect that. And even if it doesn't work for them in particular, based on what their specific needs are, we believe very much that she will still have a positive opinion about ScheduleFly, that she will have then had some experience with it to know that when somebody that is a peer or a friend is asking about solutions, she may say, well, this one company I can't stand. ScheduleFly didn't work for us for this reason, but you guys should try it because, you know, you don't have that need that we do, or whatever the case may be. More than likely, she's going to walk away with, at minimum, a positive opinion of our brand and our business. And that's very important to us. Or maybe it does work out, and maybe they try it and they like it and they become a customer. It's a win-win. There's no way that we can lose, we believe, by not selling. There's no way that we can lose by just being honest and straightforward and telling people what we're about and letting them decide whether it's a good solution for them. There's no downside for that, because even if they don't become a customer, our reputation and our brand benefits from that interaction. So that's the way we look at things. As with all these podcasts, Wes and I are not recommending that you do things our way or saying you should do it this way, you should do it that way. We're just offering our story and the way we look at things and what's worked well for us, and take from it what you'd like, and maybe it will help you rethink certain aspects of your business, whether it's a restaurant or a software business or something else. So, hey, thanks for listening. We'll talk again soon.